This is Dare to Be Authentic Talk Radio Worldwide with relationship coach, life coach, and author Mari Mitchell, broadcasting live from Southern California.
Hi, and welcome to Dare to Be Authentic Radio. I'm just delighted to be here with you today, and I have such a special guest. His name is Joe Giampapa. He's going to be talking about how we are each a gift to this world and how to gain self-empowerment. Joe started out as a stand-up comedian in the days of Ed Sullivan, and he even entertained our troops during the Vietnam War. After he finished his degree, he became an educator. In 2009, he lost his son, and as he walked in the mountains for days, after much anguish and soul-searching, he wrote his first book, Unleash the Super You Within, a step-by-step guide to your inner power. His newest book, What I Will, I Can, Self-Empowerment Tools for Life, is now available, and Joe offers corporate training seminars, keynote speaking, and workshops. Welcome to the show, Joe. How are you doing today?
Real good. Thank you very much. How are you doing? Hanging in there, huh?
I'm doing great, actually. Better than hanging in
there. Excellent. Excellent.
So I gave it in the intro, but tell us a little bit more detail how you came to do what you're doing now, Joe.
Well, basically, I grew up on the kind of the south side of Chicago. Actually, I went to school in Cicero, Al Capone's town, and it was a pretty rough area. And over there, you had to pretty much fight just to stay alive, you know. I mean, if you had all your teeth, you were considered a sissy, you know. But, over there it was interesting. My dad used to tell my mom, if you want Joe to do something, just tell him that he can't do it and stuff. You had to persevere, you know. I saw every kind of obstacle that was in front of me. I kind of took it as a challenge, and it kind of made me stronger. And then when I became an educator, I started working with at-risk kids, and so many of them gave up on life. You know, they'd be 12, 13 years old, and they thought, you know, what's the point? I'm just a nobody, you know. And you think, how sad, you know. So I'd sit down with them. We'd talk about all their potential and all they, you know, that they have their whole life in front of them yet. And that kind of got me started, you know. I've always been kind of on that soapbox.
Good. Excellent. So tell us a little bit about after you lost your son. I'm so sorry for that. And what came out of that? What came up inside of you to overcome that and to keep going?
Well, you know, it's interesting. My son was my best friend, and, you know, it really – threw me for a loop when I lost him. Like I say, I walked the hills and stuff sometimes 10, 15 miles a day, just kind of shouting at the moon type thing. And gradually, day after day, I start thinking, you know, we're filled with all this potential and stuff. And at first, I just wanted to give up, you know, like, what's the point? Yeah. You know, life sucks, blah, blah, blah. And then you realize, you know, I remember hearing Zig Ziglar, the great motivator, say one time, it's so sad that so many people go to their graves with their songs unsung. And I thought, wow, that's really powerful, because it's so true. We come into this world with all this potentiality inside of us, and sometimes we never use it or tap into it. And I thought, well, here I am still walking around, still alive, still breathing. I have a lot of stuff yet to share. And I thought, well, you know, if you wake up and you're breathing, life is good. And so that became my new philosophy, you know, and I start trying to dig in and bring out, you know, things within me to share with other people, because where each of us is so unique and so different, we need to bring that out, and actually we can benefit others because of our uniqueness.
Yes, absolutely. That's what we were put on this earth. And
exactly.
And it's important to fill that purpose, because you know what? If we don't fill the purpose we were put here on earth for, there's no one else to fill it exactly specifically the way we can.
You know, you hit the nail on the head. Exactly. I tell, you know, in my lectures and stuff, I talk to people and I say, there's never been another human being exactly like you, and there never ever will be again. That doesn't make you weird. It makes you incredibly powerful and unique, and that's such a neat thing. You know, I use the analogy of a Swiss cuckoo clock. If you take a cuckoo clock, you know, a cuckoo clock, you know, just kind of hums along in perfect, you know, synchronicity and everything. If you take it apart and count the parts, maybe there's, let's say, 17 parts. You say, okay, there's 17 parts to make a cuckoo clock. So you grab one part and you replicate it 17 times and put it in a box. It's not going to create a clock. But you need the individual different parts in order to work in harmony for the thing to work. And that's how actually this life was meant to work. It was meant for all of us differently to mesh together and create a beautiful world. Unfortunately, so many of us try to be carbon copies of other people.
Yeah.
And the world doesn't need another carbon copy of him or of her. But I think so many of us tend to be afraid to be our authentic self. So we see somebody else who maybe is getting a lot of love or a lot of adulation or friendship, or whatever. Oh, wow, that's neat. I'll try that. I'll be like him. I'll be like her. And you think, how sad. How sad. Because then they're wasting all of their own talents and skills within.
So true. Of course, our society doesn't teach that, you know. It doesn't teach individuality. It doesn't teach that it's good to be different. It teaches you have this, right?
Yeah, you hit the nail on the head. I worked with the film and television industry for years. I used to have a studio where I trained actors and models for Hollywood and New York and stuff. And it's interesting. I used to supply for a lot of national commercials. And, you know, Madison Avenue wants us to emulate other people, to be like other people. They want us to feel inferior. You know, that's how they can sell us products. You know, if we don't use the right hair product, our hair will look a mess. If we don't use Dial soap, nobody else, you know, we won't have any friends or whatever. They want us to feel inferior unless we buy their product. You know, and that's so sad. But, you know, they've conditioned us. They've conditioned us that we're a nobody unless we buy the latest model car, or we're nobody unless we use the new, you know, hair color or whatever. How sad.
Very sad. And what you're talking about, Joe, is in our subconscious. You know, we're not really aware of it. I mean, we may be now because we've learned, but usually you're not aware of this. And you talk about reprogramming your subconscious. What does that mean, and how is that done?
Oh, that's really interesting. I'm glad you brought that up, because I was going to finish my doctorate. I used to have a private practice, and I was going to finish my doctorate on working with the brain and the subconscious and everything, because it used to fascinate me. And during the Cold War, I was in the Army during the 60s, during the Vietnam War and stuff, and the Russians were doing so much work at that time with mind programming and studying the mind and the subconscious and everything. And it was really interesting, because when the Cold War ended, the Russians shared all of their research with us, which was wonderful. And we found out that they were eons ahead of us. What they discovered, basically, and I was fascinated with it, so I started to do a lot of Russian research, you know, checking out a lot of the stuff that they discovered. And one of their biggest discoveries was, when we're born, we come in with a matched set. Our subconscious is tied directly to the sound of our own particular voice. Now, what that means is, if I took a recorder or something, went up to a person and recorded them saying something like, pick up the book, and I recorded that and mixed it with 499 other voices to other people sounded just like yours, and then I scrambled them, and then you sat there and listened, the moment you heard your particular voice, your mind would perk up, because we could recognize it instantly. So in other words, whatever we say with our mouth goes directly into our ear and programs us. Now, that's incredibly important. That should have been on the front page of every newspaper. But we just kind of write it off or something. But the important thing to remember then is, watch what you say with your mouth. Because whatever you say with your mouth goes in your ear and programs you. Now, obviously, what we hear tends to affect us a little bit. Like if somebody says, you're no good, you're worthless, sure, that's going to affect us a little bit. But if we say, I'm no good, I'm worthless, it tends to get recorded and programmed. And that's what we have to watch out for. Because whatever we say with our mouth, we record. And that tends to program us, and we know that the subconscious is the programming aspect of our being. Whatever is programmed in our subconscious, that's how we act, and that's what we become. So we have to watch what we record, So I tell people, watch what you say with your mouth. I had a private practice for 10 years. I work with at-risk kids, abused women, recovering drug addicts, and so on. And what we would do, I would first put them through an assessment where they did a series of tests and everything, finding out a little bit more about their personality and everything else. Then I would go through it, and I would take the issues that really seemed to bother them a lot or were real negative, and I would rewrite them into positive affirmations. And I would create a script, basically, of all these positive affirmations. Then what I would have them do, and those were in the days when we still had those cassettes, remember the little cassettes? I would have them record. I would have them record the script with their own voice. They would record the script over and over until they filled up the cassette. Then I would give them the cassette, and I would tell them they had to listen to the cassette at least one time every day for 30 days. The Russians would say 21 days, but I would tell my people 30 days, because you have to create a contiguous chain in order for it to really create a powerful record in your head as far as, you know, each time you get a thought, you create a synapse, but you hardwire it. If you finally put it in after 30 days, it becomes hardwired. It becomes a habit or a particular way of thinking. So that's what I would do. I would have them record their own message, and they would listen to it for 30 days, and it was amazing to see the changes in the people. It was absolutely incredible, the changes they made. Sometimes, you know, if they had real low self-esteem and everything, and they would come to me and their head would be down and their body would be, their arms would be in and everything else, after they start listening to their tape and everything, they'd come in and they'd be walking much straighter, much taller, everything else. And I'd say, are you noticing any difference? No, not at all. And I just kind of smile because, you know, you can't see the forest from the trees because it's happening so subtly.
Right.
You know? But it's fantastic. It's absolutely fantastic. So with my kids, when I taught school and stuff, I tell them almost every day, watch what you say with your mouth, because the subconscious cannot think. It doesn't have the capacity to think cognitively. It can't decipher a joke from reality. It doesn't know a lie from truth. Whatever it hears, it records. So you have to watch, even in jest, if you say, I'm such a klutz, I'm always tripping over my own 2 feet. Boy, am I a klutz. Okay, you're a klutz. It suddenly creates that. And before you know it, you become a real klutz.
This is really fascinating. You know, I've done positive affirmations in my life. I did them, a lot of them, for a while, but I never heard that it has to be allowed in your own voice. It's not just reading it. This is the science.
Exactly.
I'm going to start doing more and more because I never knew the science behind it, that it actually reprograms your brain.
Yes, exactly. And the neat thing is, or the important thing to remember, it has to be contiguous. In other words, they have to be 30 days in a row. If you listen to it for 17 days and then forget, you can't say, well, I'll listen to it twice tomorrow. It doesn't work that way because it's like a chain, and if one link is broken, the chain's not effective. It's broken.
Yeah.
So
right.
You have to start from one again and go for 30 continuous days. People have to remember that. Yeah, it has to be on a continuum.
That's amazing. Thanks for sharing that with us. That's pretty cool.
Sure. And like I say, I had an entire private practice based on that, and I worked with that for 10 years. And the discoveries I made just watching my people and stuff was phenomenal. People's lives turned around. It was incredible. They had such better quality lives. It was awesome.
That is awesome. Well, we're going to take a quick break right now to hear from our sponsors. And if you want to call in and ask Joe a question or talk to him, the lines are open and you can call 929-477-3869. That's 929-477-3869. You can start calling now and we'll be right back.
Wondering about your love life? Want to know how your pet is doing since crossing the Rainbow Bridge? Getting ready to start something important in your life? psychic medium Cheryl Murphy has helped people make important life decisions for over 20 years. She can bridge the connection to your spiritual guides and put you in touch with your loved ones. Learn more or book a session today at MediumCheryl.com and join her free weekly healing prayer circle. Visit MediumCheryl.com today.
Cowboy Wisdom Hypnoacuity is wisdom energizing, fun opening personal expansion. Expands you out of yesterday, energizing today. Enterprising your dreams to experience your now connected desired life. Robert A. Wilson.
Welcome back to Dare to Be Authentic Radio. I'm your host, Mari Mitchell, with special guest Joe Giampapa, talking about how we're each a gift to this world and how to gain self-empowerment. So, Joe, what do you think is the main message that you're bringing to the public today?
Well, I think the important thing is that we are unique and we are loaded with all of this potentiality, and we can't really share it to the world until we learn to tap into it and bring it out. A lot of times, like I say, Zig Ziglar, the great motivator, said it's sad that so many go to their graves with their songs unsung. We can do so much if we start to realize how powerful we are. I know Nelson Mandela, in his speech when he first came, well, when he became president, basically he said, our greatest fear is not that we're inadequate, but that we're more powerful than we could ever imagine. And I think the average person doesn't want to believe that for some reason now, especially in the state of affairs now with all the politics and craziness going on. So many people feel just like victims, like they have no power at all. And nothing could be further from the truth. Nothing could be further from the truth. We're all successes waiting to happen. You know, we're like a seed that has all this great potentiality inside of it. If you look at it, it looks like a grain of sand. It's a nothing if it just sits there. But if you put it in the ground and water it and let it, you know, nurture it, let it get sun, it could be this great, big, beautiful mustard plant. It could be a tall oak tree. It could be a petunia. Whatever, we just don't know unless you try.
That's wonderful. So speaking of that, you have your newest book, What I Will, I Can, Self-Empowerment Tools for Life. Would you like to talk about that, your inspiration for it, and what can the reader expect in the book?
Well, actually, What I Will, I Can was the first one I wrote after my son had passed away. My second one is called Unleash the Super You Within, and that's where we really talk about bringing out the talents and the traits within us and start utilizing them to give us a better quality of life, reach our goals or whatever, you know, change your thinking, change your life. So that book is more like, I guess you could almost compare it to a workbook, because there's some pages in there kind of a fill in the blank where you're at now, so it gives you an assessment, and then there's things in there to show you where you want to be, what's your goal, what motivates you, what you know helps make your heart sing, those kinds of things. And then it kind of points you in the right direction. It's a guidebook to get you to where you want to be.
Oh, fantastic. So that's a book that's, in other words, there's a lot of instruction and tools there that one can use.
Exactly. Yeah, the What I Will, I Can has like 21 precepts, and they're dealing with a lot of different topics like relationships and, you know, loving yourself and things like that. And those things, if you use it almost on a daily basis, help to make your life a happier life, better quality, if you will, and less stress. So that's basically a guidebook, too. I've had people tell me that one girl told me she keeps the book on the front seat of her car and it's all dog-eared and everything else, and she'll just turn to a particular chapter or something that deals with what she's dealing with that day.
Wow.
So it's
that's the best flattery you can have towards books that you wrote. That's amazing.
Thank you. Yeah, it's nice. It's nice to be able to, you know, share stuff like that with people, because we're all in this together.
Right. That is true. So what do you believe, Joe, would be the very first step for a person who wants to begin to step into their self-empowerment, to start becoming the person they were born to be?
Well, the old adage, you know, I think it was Shakespeare or whatever, you know, be true to thyself. Start, first of all, saying no when you mean no, yes when you mean yes. Start to be more honest with yourself and with others. That's very important. Then start focusing on things that make your heart sing. I tell people to kind of keep up maybe a little journal at nighttime or something and think, what gave you joy during the day? And if you start tracking that down and stuff, it'll start to guide you in a certain way, and you can start to realize, if you don't already know it, what really, like I say, makes your heart sing, what really turns you on, what really gives you joy. And then start following things in that direction, in that path. And, it's amazing. I think the key is to be honest with yourself.
Yeah.
Too often we're afraid of offending others or something, so we say things that aren't really true to us, you know.
Yeah.
And I think people want us to be authentic. I think if we have true friends, they would appreciate us being honest.
Yes, I agree with you. It's funny, the steps that you mentioned are exactly the steps that I started to take when I wanted to become more authentic, when I wanted to be me. And one of the hardest things for me was saying no. Saying yes, not so hard. Saying no, because, I didn't want to offend anybody. I didn't want to hurt anybody's feelings. And I wanted everybody to believe that I was nice. Being nice was so important to me. You know, I was a good little Catholic girl, and I wanted people to know that I was good and I was nice. And so having to say no, or having to share my preference and maybe get somebody's wrath, really scared me, right?
Mm-hmm.
So those are excellent steps. And then the other thing I did was starting to learn what made me shine, what made me happy. For me, it happened to be writing, something I'd wanted to do since I was a kid and never pursued. So those are
perfect
examples, and they lead to a completely different, way more joyful, way more peaceful and stress-free life, do they not?
Oh, exactly. And, you know, you could desire something. That doesn't mean you have to instantly be good at it. You know, a lot of people don't realize that. You know, I'm from Chicago, the Chicago area, and I always use the example of Eddie Arcaro. He was a jockey. As a matter of fact, he's the world's biggest purse winner ever, the best jockey, whatever. And it's interesting, but what people don't realize is Eddie Arcaro lost his first 45 races.
Whoa.
Now, that's a lot of races when you think about it in a row. Can you imagine what was going through his mind the 46th time when he got on the horse? You know, I always say, who would give this guy a horse the 46th, you know? But imagine somebody giving him a horse and saying, well, Eddie, have you ever won a race? Well, no, I haven't, you know. But he got on the horse because he absolutely knew there was something inside of him that made him have this strong, burning desire to be a good jockey. And he ended up winning the race the 46th time, and then on and on and on, and the rest is history, as they say. But he had that burning knowingness inside. He didn't give up. He just kept going until he hit the mark. And
wow.
So often that happens.
Mm-hmm.
You know, I tell people also, I could tell you a story about a guy that went in the Army, a lieutenant, and he came out a private. He opened three different businesses, and he went bankrupt at every single business. Then
wow.
he ran for local politics, and he lost. Then he decided to run for president, Abraham Lincoln. I'm telling
oh
you, if you read
God.
This, yeah, if you read this guy's life story two-thirds of the way through, you'd say, what a loser. You know, but it's amazing. He knew he had something inside to share with the world. So
mm-hmm.
he kept going. And the rest is history, as they say. And that's what I try to get across to people. Don't, you know, if you fall on your face, get up and keep going, because you're going to make it eventually. You have to. The only time you fail is when you quit.
True. So true. Yeah.
You know, I tell people, I use the example of throwing up a silver dollar, and you catch it, you turn it over, put it on your hand, it's heads. Wow, cool. You take it and you throw it up in the air again, catch it, put it on your hand, it's heads again. Wow, twice. Okay, then you take it, you throw it up in the air, you catch it, you put it on your hand, And son of a gun, it's still heads three times. Now, you know, if you take that coin, throw it up in the air and catch it, what are the odds of it coming up tails? Still, the odds are 50-50. But you know, you absolutely know sooner or later, tails is going to come up. And that's how it is with life. You can keep doing it and you fail, you fail, you fail, but sooner or later, you're going to succeed if you keep going. So you can't give up. It's like those quiz shows. This is door number two, door number three, door number four. We don't know, and you got to keep going until you hit the right one.
That's great. Wow, how encouraging you are, Joe. Thank you so much for sharing that. So let's talk for a moment about how to get a hold of you and your books.
Well, my website would be the best. They can get my books on Amazon, certainly, but if they go to the website, whatiwillican.com, they can get them at a discount. I've got some discounts on there and stuff. So it's whatiwillican.com.
Okay.
And I have the books and all the explanatives on there and everything else. I have a lot of comments from other people who have gotten the books. I've gotten books from some comments from people around the world, which is really gratifying. I've had a lady in Singapore. She loved the book. A guy in Scotland. Wow. I've got a gal in Brazil that says she travels with the book. And so that's kind of neat. But, so whatiwillican.com.
Very good. That's right here on the Blog Talk page. You can click and run to his website. You can also find Joe on my website, lifecoachmari.com. That's lifecoachmari.com. Click on the radio show page, and he's right there with his picture, a link to this show, and also a link to his website. And speaking of the show, we're doing this live, but they're creating a replay of it, which will be available right after. So you know someone who needs to be encouraged. They're wanting to do with their life is still possible. Just send them to listen to the show. Joe, is there one last thing? We have about 3 minutes left that you'd like to say to a listener, something deep that's on your heart today.
Well, I would just say as far as a philosophy to live by, I would say if you wake up and you're breathing, life is good. But that's important. Also, never forget that you're a gift to this world. And it's important to share your gifts, your talents, and your skills because you are so much more beautiful and powerful than you think.
Wow, that's a beautiful sentiment. I love it. Absolutely.
Well, thank you.
You know, the last couple of years, things have been tough for everybody. And in general, people haven't been treating each other the way, you know, we could, as well as we could. And I think that part of it is
absolutely
seeing others. That you're yourself are a gift, but everyone's a gift to the world.
Exactly. I tell people there's no such thing as an insignificant human being. It simply doesn't exist. Even the so-called people, you know, laying on the sidewalks and stuff in tents and things like that, they have so much potential inside of them. It's really sad that it's not being utilized or anything. But there's no such thing as an insignificant human being.
Wow. That's a very powerful phrase and a very powerful thing to think about because we get used to, you know, we can look at people like you say laying on the side of the street and think, oh my gosh, you know, but they have a purpose as well, just like we've been born with a purpose. They just haven't fulfilled
exactly.
it yet.
Exactly.
So, yeah, really good. Well, Joe, is there any last thing? Any last? About a minute.
Well, I would just like to say you could change your life by just change your thinking, change your life. It has nothing whatsoever to do with age, the color of your skin, or your education, nothing like that. You came into this world prepackaged. You're a success waiting to happen.
Very good. That's beautiful. Well, thank you so much for being on the show today. It's such a pleasure having you. Thank you for listening in to Dare to Be Authentic Radio today. Remember that right after there'll be a spread that. Spread the good news that we all have a purpose and we can fulfill that purpose if we just don't give up too soon. So we'll catch you next time on Dare to Be Authentic Radio. Bye for now.
Bye-bye. Thank you.
Bye. Thank you, Joe.
This is Dare to Be Authentic Talk Radio Worldwide with relationship coach, life coach, and author Mari Mitchell, broadcasting live from Southern California.